Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G, and I am so excited to be here this morning. So I want to let you know that it has been just it's really weird. So I was going to say such an amazing morning and weekend and month. But really, when you really look at your life, can you say your life has been an amazing life? And if you cannot say that, is that just the perspective or the way you're looking at it? Now, we all, each and every one of us has ups and downs. We all suffer loss. We all suffer pain. We all suffer heartache, and I truly believe it's not what we go through. It might not even be how we go through it, but I honestly believe it's how we look at it after the fact. We all have different coping mechanisms and different ways of handling things. However, once everything is said and done, where do we sit with it? What do we do with it? And how long do we hold on to that? How long do we let that rule us, shape us, change us, shut us down, or even, you know, make us fearful? So many people I know say, I want to be in a relationship. I want a partner. But whatever happened when they were 16 or 15 or 20 is stopping them from being full on available for a relationship. And we bring all of the stuff from our past situations into our current situations. And when we do that, it stops us from having a really, really full, amazing life. So, having said that, I'm going to test everybody for holding. We're holding on to the past. I get a yes. I'm going to clear that. And we're going to start letting go of some of this stuff that's been holding us back, whether it's in career, finances, relationship. For each person, it can be completely different. And every time you listen to this and re-listen to this show, you can clear more of what we're holding on to from the past. Now, here's the thing that people don't realize. We hold on to something thinking it's protecting us. Like, if I remember this, it will never happen again. But what if it's the complete opposite? What if because we didn't heal it and let it go, it keeps happening to us? I believe that everything that shows up in front of us and everybody that shows up in front of us is reminding us of something we need to heal. So let's go to the first caller. Now, as always, the phone lines are full.
and I want to get to whomever I can get to today. I'm very excited and very grateful for each and every caller. And what I want to do is be able to answer one question for you or make one connection for you. And so please have your question and or answer ready. And please, please don't let your question be, tell me what's going on in my life or tell me anything from spirit. No, 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 no. Please have an exact question available or an exact connection available. If you want a full-on, like, tell me about my life, I do private readings for that, and then I have more time to play in your energy and find out, you know, get around everything and get that message for you. But for the purpose of this show, have your question or connection ready. When I say your area code, just tell me where you're calling from and your first name. Here we go, 780. Good morning, 780. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself? Thanks for taking my call, Tony. It's Jay from Canada.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just, it's interesting. I'm just a little bit sick right now, so I'm just staying at home and
decided
to phone you. Yeah, I had some food issues or food poisoning or something like that, so I'm just taking it easy.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry.
Thanks.
So what is your question or connection for today, Jay?
My connection is with my mother, because this is the 29th, and it would have been her 81st birthday today. But yeah, she passed on last year, as you know.
Jay, interestingly, two women walk in for you. One of them has darker hair, brownish darker hair, and she was thin. And there's another woman with like the white hair. And I believe they're connected. I think it's mother and grandmother or mother and sister, but it would have been an older sister. So both of them are here for you. And then a guy steps in, also a man, a bigger man, a bigger build with kind of a bit of a belly to him. But he seems, now I have to explain, everybody that I'm seeing, I see the size of a quarter. So if I say bigger, that's just, you know, bigger than the two women that he is with. The guy also had darker hair, and I believe he wore glasses because he's showing me glasses. He's showing me glasses. Even if he only wore them once in a while, like readers, this gentleman at least intermittently wore glasses. Are you familiar with all three people that I'm describing right now?
It might be my grandfather or my teacher from a long time ago, because he wore glasses.
I feel like this is all family. All three of these people are standing. Yeah, I feel like they're standing very close together. They're very close together. They're standing very close together. It's I hear the term close-knit group. So whomever this is, I believe, I absolutely 100% believe that this is family. So the first thing, everybody of course wants to say hello and they love you and they would ask how you're doing, but they already know, ha ha ha. And they are saying that you are detoxing, actually. Your body is detoxing. You're letting go of some stuff that is of an emotional nature. And by tomorrow, you should feel a little bit better, but by Wednesday, you should feel fantastic. So I'm going to help this detox go a little bit faster for you, okay? We're going to absolutely. I'm going to help clear this detox. And this is old emotions coming out, things you didn't or couldn't, is a better term, let go of at the time. You didn't know how to process it at the time, and it's processing and leaving now. And some of this has to do with finances. And finances are so tricky in our world. We just like air, you know, it just baffles me. like air, we need money. We need air, we need water, we need food, and we need money to survive. One of those things is demonized. Like, nobody demonizes air that we need it. We literally need these things to survive in this world, but we get so conflicted with guilt and everybody else, what everybody else puts on money. So one of the things that they're saying is this is also a financial situation. So for you and for everybody listening, because we all go through this struggle. I've never heard anybody say, don't take too deep of a breath, you're being greedy with air. You know, I've never heard that. Or don't drink too much water, you're being greedy with the water. You know, I've never, and if we have, but with finances, which we need to survive, everybody's like, oh, if you have too much, if you have too much. It's such a weird thing. So I'm going to just clear, what would I call this? Old, worn out, for everybody listening, old, worn out, false financial beliefs. Let's just clear all that now. And that's a beautiful statement. Thank you, Spirit. Just clearing that, letting that go. And I feel that go right up my spine and out the back of my head when I'm clearing this for everybody, and out the right side of my hip too. So everybody, when you listen to this and re-listen to this and keep clearing this until you feel good about it. The one thing that they are saying is just let go, let go, let go, move forward. Everything is going to work out. Find something that makes you really, really happy and jump in. Just jump in. Don't hesitate. Do it. They're also letting you know that they want you to embrace life as it is and don't worry about what other people think it should look like or could look like. Does that make Does that statement make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Good. Good. And then the next, oh, nice. Very nice release there. The next thing they want to say is don't let other people jurisdict where you're going or change your belief about where you've been. So if other people come by and say like, oh, you know, if they have a belief about your past, just, you know, don't poo-poo it. Don't listen to it. And as far as your future, don't let other people, like, you're not, and I know you're going to understand this the way they mean it, so please, this is a good statement, not a critical statement. You are not normal. Don't try to be normal. Normal is everything that you don't want. Don't try to fit that mold. You're very unique. You're charismatic. You have this greatness about you. Embrace that. Create a new mold for others to follow in. Don't, that's a big one. Don't concede. Whatever you do, don't concede. And they say, and you know what we're talking about. You know exactly what we're talking about. Stand strong in your convictions and be the brilliant, beautiful life that you are. And that is their message for you today. And, of course, that they love you. We love you. We love you. And all three of them stepped in together. The male, the grandfather showed up last. But they all three stepped in together to make sure that there was a lot of love and power bringing this message to you, because you feel like you're at a turning point. You're a little bit bored. You want to play a little bit more. They're saying by all means play. And they're saying you don't have to let go of what you need to get what you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope this was so, so, so very helpful for you. And I'm so grateful that you called in today. And please know that they are with you. Oh, okay, two things. Light a cupcake. If your stomach can handle it, even if your stomach can't, I'm seeing like a, I don't know why I see red velvet, like a red velvet cupcake with a candle, and just make a wish on it. you can have her birthday wish, she says. So I love that one. I love it. And just celebrate. Celebrate it. Just find joy in every moment of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome and have an amazing day today.
I'm really grateful for your messages. I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, and thank them because they really, they do all the, they think that, like I always like to say, they do all that heavy lifting. I'm just the empty head available to them, if you will. No, I love them. They're amazing, and they do all the work to come through and be just so profound and help you here. So thank you for calling in and allowing that today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I want to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 313.
Hi.
Hello, 313. How are you?
Hi, how
Hello?
Are you? My name is Sherelle. Hi, how are you? My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, Detroit, what's up? How can
Hi,
I help
what's up?
Hey,
I'm just like a message
up?
From the other.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Who on the other side, name and relationship to you?
Grandmother Lele.
I'm sorry?
Grandmother Lele. She's my grandmother. Her name is Lele.
Okay, I instantly see two people walking in, and this has been
mm-hmm.
happening lately, and I love it, where when somebody calls people in, like I see a very full-figured woman walking in first, and then right behind her is a little skinny, an older woman who was very thin. You know this, did your family lose a child? Did your family lose a child? Like it could have been your
my
grandmother.
Mom.
Or, okay. And how?
Well, my mom,
she's
still.
Your mom
go
is
ahead.
On the other side also? Okay.
No,
okay.
I was saying
okay.
My mom, she's living, but she lost a little brother that I
okay.
would have had.
Okay. I see a child stepping forward. So this child that's stepping forward is, I believe this child did incarnate and was here possibly for a little bit, and then went back home.
Yes.
And I have goosebumps
mm-hmm.
all over on that. So the child is showing up with the grandmother. Was your grandmother a little bit fuller figured, not a skinny mini?
She was small before she left. She always been skinny.
She was always skinny. Who's the full-figured woman? Is that a great-grandmother, an aunt?
No.
Because there is somebody who is
small,
very buxom. There is somebody very buxom, very full-figured stepping in also. I see a skinnier woman. I see a thinner woman who was
mm-hmm.
older, but there's a very full-figured woman who I'm seeing her at a younger age. So she might have been an aunt.
Sure.
She might have been. Well, she's with the child. She's with the child. She's with
okay.
the child. But the grandmother is here too. So sometimes this can be somebody that we're not really aware of who
mm-hmm.
they are, but we can say, okay, this is somebody on the other side that's definitely with this child that went home. So the message today, now that I've said all of that, first I want to ask you, do you have a question for your grandmother? Do you have a particular question for your grandmother, or are you just wanting a message from her?
Well, I just go ahead. I just want the messages.
Okay. The first
maybe,
thing she said
it maybe
is,
it get answered. Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing she's saying is, "I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. We're all okay. We're together." She wants to give you. I'm gonna love the. By the way, I'm just gonna love these messages because I already have an idea of what they're about. She wants to give you the message that we're all one. We come back home and we merge into one. Over there, it's, I'm going to cry. I'm so sorry. Over there, we feel so separate and so alone because we don't realize that we're one, but we can be one where you are, just like we are one where we are. She says, you are not alone, girl. You are not alone, my child. You are not alone. Stop feeling like you have been abandoned And do you have that feeling, Rob?
Do
you feel
no.
like you've been left alone or you're lonely a bit? Or they left
uh-uh.
you and they shouldn't have? You don't? Okay. Because she is giving that message right now. She is saying, and I'm going to ask her, I'm going to confirm that, because sometimes we might have an emotion that we've repressed and we're not really sure about. So I'm going to confirm that I'm getting, and I'm getting goosebumps on this, love. I'm getting goosebumps on this. So I'm going to ask her. Okay, I'm just going to start clearing this for you, whatever it is that she's saying. I'm going to clear it for you and anybody else listening. Because sometimes when somebody we really love goes home, we feel like they just kind of left us. Even though logically we know they didn't, we can have mm-hmm. that feeling of being left. So whatever is going on here that she's talking about, I'm just going to clear it. So the other thing she wants to tell you is you are on the right track. You're doing the right thing. Now, I don't know if this, and then I hear three words, and I don't know, but I'm going to say she's telling you you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. Either stay the course or steady the course. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. I just lately school been heavy on my mind. Me going back to school,
oh
me finding
God.
Another job, me worried about finances, my car.
Okay. Oh my God. I wish
it's just
I
been a lot.
I said there are three words I hear. It was career, school, money. I wish I would have said that.
Yes.
I still get nervous. Too.
Yes,
like,
you are right on track.
I get a little nervous. Okay. I'm so sorry. I should have just said it. You would have been like, yes, that's it. I'm so sorry. So here's the dealio. She is saying, don't go to school just to go to school. She's saying, figure out what makes your heart start a fire and burns through your whole body. And girl, jump on that and don't let it go. Okay, she doesn't care if you do a trade. You don't need a 4-year degree. We don't need another bachelor's degree out there not fulfilling their purpose or living in passion.
Exactly.
We need somebody. We need you to figure out what starts your heart on fire. And
I'm trying
to.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, so let me ask you, and I know for me, I know what all these answers are, and we know. If you go to a bookstore or look at books, what books are you looking at? What are they about?
I like books like Lifetime movies. I like that type of book.
So if you're... like I know what I'm getting for you, but I'm trying to make you say it first.
what is?
So
I don't
you feel like, okay, so here's the conflict that most of us have. We believe we need to have a certain job, career, position that society will agree with. Like, working at a bank or being a loan mortgage person or a teacher or a nurse, because that's where the money is and that's what's acceptable to society. But if we love, love, like skincare and working and figuring out what keeps us looking younger or hair, then that's where we belong. So I'm not saying that's it for you, but she's saying figure out. You know what sets your heart on fire when you see an article or you see something online about it, and follow that path. Follow that, because when you follow your passion, everything falls into place. When you play and work in what you love, everything becomes love. And in those higher vibrations of love, make no mistake, everything comes to you that you want. So another way to say this is we can follow that traditional, I'm supposed to be, you know, a teacher or go to school for this or that, because that's what everybody is expecting of us. But then we're not playing in love, because we're doing what we're supposed to do or what we think other people expect of us. But when we get into that space, where we're like what I do now. What I do now, I just love, 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 love it. So when I do this, people are like, "Do you get tired? Do you get drained?" I'm like, "No, actually, it energizes me, and it makes me feel like I'm literally floating off the ground because I just love this so much." There's nothing if I could do this 24/7, I would. I would be giving messages 24/7. I wouldn't even need to sleep because the energy is so flipdiculous. Okay, that's a word I just made up. So So you figure out what like when you think about it, what pops your eyes open and makes you go, "Oh, yeah." Yeah. Other than a nice glass of wine.
And I just been frustrated. My car's been down, and my mechanic had my car going on 2 weeks. Well, it has been 2 weeks, and
that's what we call normal life stuff. And again, like at the beginning of the show, you know, let me tell you, everything breaks. Even people, eventually, we all break. We go home. Eventually, you know, nothing lasts forever. Right,
yeah.
Which can be depressing, but it's not. It's not. So the mechanics had your car for 2 weeks, and then this is
he'd been playing.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I always take that optimistic view. I always flip the switch on everything, and I try to do it for everybody. Okay, so the mechanics got your car for 2 weeks. At least you got a car. At least you have the money to get it fixed. At least you are in a place where they know and they have it, and it's not sitting on the street about to get towed. I mean, we have to always, with every single thing,
He is a street mechanic. And then it's like I've been paying Ubers to get back and forth to work. I got, you know, bills, rent.
And we all have that. So we can either put ourselves in the place of a victim and say, "Oh my God, all this bad stuff is happening to us," and the world and the law of attraction will then say, "Oh, bad stuff is happening to us. Let's bring more." Or we can say, "Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus." I don't know why. I think that's just such a fun. Or we can just say, "Thank you, God," because everything is working in a way like I can cover this. And yes, you do have rent. We all have rent. Yes, you do have to buy food and you have to do all these things. We all have that. Put yourself in a place where you're just saying thank you every time and watch how many more thank yous you can have, because it's not what's happening. It's how we look at what's happening that determines how we come out of it and where we go from there. So if you're in a financial situation, say, "Okay, show me a way I can bring in a little bit more money right now, whether it's a part-time fun little gig or a temporary gig or whatever." Like one of my best friends owns a bar, but she still bartends at the Bradley Center. She likes to just get out and meet new people, and she says it's a lot of fun. It's a mix-up from her bar that she owns. So, I mean, come on. You would think if I owned a bar, I wouldn't bartend someplace else. But she goes there, and she has a great time. So put that into perspective and say, "Oh, well, maybe I can do something that will allow me to meet new people, get a new perspective, and bring in some extra money at the same time." It's all about resourcefulness. You are creating your world. Create it with power and intention and in alignment with where you want to be, not where you have been. Okay, my sweet girl?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate everything. You are so helpful.
Very inspiring. Thank you, and it's absolutely my pleasure.
Your voice,
I hope you have
beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. That's them. That's them. When I'm just talking me, I'm like, I think I'm really funny, and I just try to pop jokes all day. So that's all of them. But thank you so much, and have an amazing rest of the week, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I want to let you know I will be here. I will be here next Monday at noon. If I didn't get to you today, I'm so sorry, but please know that the clearings I did cleared you and helped you, and I hope that the information I brought through was helpful to you. And next Tuesday, I will, next Monday, I will be here. And then on the 14th, I'm recording another TV episode, Psychic Medium Tony G. Please join me for that here on Blog Talk.